Okay, now we're ready to go. All right, so are you in a safe location right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, let's see. Okay, and what's a good callback number just in case we get disconnected?
925-698-1251.
Okay, and what is your first name?
Monique.
All right, and your last name?
Fountain.
Okay, can you spell your last name for me?
Sure, like water fountain with an E at the end.
Okay.
Fountaine.
All right, would you like to receive a text message once I find a provider for you?
I would, but can I? I don't know if there's a supervisor there or a manager there or somebody like that. Only reason I'm asking is because I'm really annoyed right now because I called earlier, and not with you, of course. But I called earlier and I asked for somebody to come out to assist me because one of my cars, the battery wasn't working. And I said, I need to have somebody come out, see if they can get it to working, and if not, bring it over to the shop. Well, the guy comes out to my house just like a few minutes ago, maybe not even 30 minutes ago. He comes out and he's like, "Oh, okay." He tries to jump in. My alarm's just like, boop, boop, boop. He's like, "Oh, it's dead." And I'm like, "Okay." I go back to the car to like turn it off or whatever, and then he's gone. I'm like, "Okay, do you think I just called roadside assistance just to come out and just test it? If the car's not working, I need for you to and let me tell you this much, because it's a BMW and it's the SUV. In the BMW SUV, the battery is literally in the trunk underneath the spare tire. But the problem is, once the car's not working, none of the latches for the car are working. So it's German and it's a freaking disaster to make a long story short, right? So it has to be towed because, one, we don't know if it's just the battery, right? I mean, it's dead, dead, right? So, one, we don't know if it's just the battery. And the other thing is, I can't even get to the battery. So that's why when I called, I said, "Okay, if it does, if we can't get it working, it's got to be towed to the mechanic." So I'm really not happy right now because what was the point of him coming, just testing the battery and then shooting off without him bringing my car to the mechanic? So I'm calling again, and I don't want to be charged for two twice. Exactly. You hear what I'm saying, right? Like, does that make any sense? I mean, I could have got Joe Schmo to charge my battery, right? There's no need for me to call somebody if I can do it myself. So I'm really annoyed right now. I mean, I'm trying not. I really am not taking it on you, but this made no freaking sense. It was a waste of time, and now I have to wait to have somebody come again to come and do what they were supposed to do in the first place, which was to take my car to the mechanic. That's roadside assistance, is it not?
But see, like with the insurance providers that we service, everyone that calls in, because we have a lot of people that call in, and the ones that have battery issues, they're like, "I don't know what I need. I just need someone to come out and look at it and let me know what I need." Like, the providers, they're not supposed to do that. The service that you sign up for is the service that they come out and do. And then if there's a secondary service that needs to be done, like a tow after a jump start, then you will have to call in and then set up that second service. And that's what a lot of people don't understand when they call.
Yeah,
And I
you're
know
right.
it's frustrating
I agree.
because you wait
Exactly.
for a jump, they come out, that doesn't
Right.
work, then you got to call in, set up another ticket, wait for another provider to come out and do the second one. I
Well, lesson
completely
learned, because next
understand.
time I'll just be calling for them to take it to the mechanic then. That if that's the way that this works.
And you
I
know what
mean, it
I
doesn't make any
do?
sense to me, but
I explain it to people. I explain it to them just like that. I tell them, they were like, "Well, if I get a jump and it don't work, can they just tow it?" I said, "Well, if they come out and do the jump and it doesn't work, then you're gonna have to call in and go through the whole process again, this time for a tow."
And
And
if
then
that
a
was
lot of them,
explained to me like that, you doing right. But the guy that I spoke to, when I called in today, I specifically said to him, I said, it's not starting, and if it doesn't start, then I'm going to need to have a job. So it would have been the best customer service if they, if he did exactly what you just said you did.
Right.
Which would have been to notify me, like, okay, well, I'm just letting you know, ma'am, if you need the tow, it's not going to be in one transaction. It's going to be in two. Because if he had said that to me, I'd have been like, oh, it's just a tow then. Just tow it.
Yeah.
Skip trying to charge it. Just tow it. So whatever. Lesson learned. I guess if that's your policy, it makes no freaking sense to me at all. But if that's your policy, it is what it is. Can we get somebody back out here? Because my car has to go to the mechanic. He was just like, oh, it's dead and it's out. I'm like,
okay. All right. So, no problem.
It is what it is.
Okay, so I do have you signed up. I get it. I totally get it. I know it's frustrating, but I do have you down to receive the text message once I find a provider for you, and the message and data rates may apply. Now, do you have your policy number?
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. It Okay. It is 0401051302896611.
Okay. And the last six of the VIN
is Y is in yellow, 16830.
Okay. All right, give me just a second to look up your information.
No worries. Well, I know I'm covered because you were just out here. So, there you go. No, thanks.
Bear with me, my system's kind of slow today. Okay, there it is.
Okay.
All right. And what is the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
It's a 2005 BMW X5, and it's white.
Okay. All right, and let's see, in the description, I'm going to put, vehicle was having battery issues, a jump has already been done to the vehicle. Okay. We'll save set you up today for a flatbed tow. Yeah. Would that vehicle go into neutral?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can bring the. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Is it four wheel or all wheel drive?
Four wheel.
Okay. All right, and will you be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you need a ride with the
provider? Do you have a... No, they can just... Well, are they coming now?
No, I haven't called anyone yet.
Oh, so we don't know when they're coming.
No.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, no, I won't. They'll be taking it to the mechanic. I won't be with him.
Okay.
Do you have a flatbed, though?
Yeah, I already set you up for a flatbed tow.
Oh, cool. Okay.
All right. What's the address where the car is located?
It's 2088 McCullamy Drive, Antioch.
Okay. Can you spell McCullamy?
Okay. You got it. It's, hold on. Going outside so I can take my mask off for something. Hard to hear. Okay. So it's M-O-K-E-L. U, M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, E.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, and this is in, okay, you say Antioch, California, 94531. Okay.
You got it.
All right, and what is the address to the mechanic shop?
It is... it is... 2694 Monument Court in Concord, California.
Okay. And this mechanic has already been contacted as far as knowing your vehicle is on the way?
Yes.
Okay. And will they be open?
You know what? Hold on one second, because that was my concern. I'm not sure what time they close, so hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay, he says he closes at 6, so I think that's enough time, right?
Okay, okay. All right, and also, if they are not able to make it by 6, do they have after-hour drop-offs?
I believe so, because I've had to drop them off before, so that would be a yes.
Okay. And where would they leave the keys if they drop the vehicle off and they are closed?
Okay. All right. Any other questions? When I call, I'm going to call them back, but I just want to make sure there's anything else.
Just verify if whether or not they have after-hour drop-offs, and if they do,
okay.
Where to leave the keys.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay, he said yes, they do after outward drop off, and on the front door, there's the slot for the key.
Okay. All right, I got everything in the notes. I am showing with your policy that you are covered for 100 miles, and this is a 20-mile tow, so you are fully covered. I'm going to place you on hold while I start to reach out to providers, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.